I am so excited that for 2024, Your Brand Amplified is proudly sponsored by one of my favorite platforms, Simplified. This AI-driven platform is a game changer for design and video content. With Simplified, I can effortlessly transform lengthy videos, such as my podcast, into engaging, shareable clips and streamline workflows with an intuitive subtitle generator. For designers out there, you can explore the AI-powered image generator, create compelling presentations, and design eye-catching YouTube thumbnails with ease. Revolutionize your creative process at simplify.com with a free trial. Now let's dive into today's guest.
Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference.
I'm really thrilled to have an author on the show today. I love writing, I love reading, and I love learning what motivates people. Tyler Wadowski, thank you for being here. And you have a Tea with Coffee Media and also the Wadowski Company.
Yes, exactly. Tea with Coffee Media was my baby that I put together with a few friends of mine, Aaron Jolly, Kelsey Ann Lovelady, Victoria Moxley, and my wife, Gracie. And it was kind of born out of this desire. I've done a lot of writing throughout my career, especially for online magazines, online blogs, things like that. And what I discovered was there was so much talent in the indie writing community, but there was not enough resources to help them. And that's kind of what inspired us. You know, we used our experiences as self-published authors and what worked for us and what didn't work for us. And we're kind of going forth with that. And we've got several award-winning books already, including one of mine. And it just, the list keeps growing. And then the Wadowski Company is my marketing and communications firm. We specialize in nonprofits, higher ed, things like that. I've been doing marketing for nonprofits for a very long time, probably about 10 years. And I've always had a passion for giving back to nonprofits. I've served on several boards for nonprofits, currently serving on the Writers and Publishers Network board. And, you know, one of the biggest things for me is being able to offer affordable services to nonprofits for their marketing communication, the nonprofits, the smaller nonprofits. And I don't go after the big nonprofits. I go after the smaller ones that may not be able to afford a full-time marketing person or just need a little bit of help doing, you know, this and that. I'm not in this to make money. I'm in this to help people, to give back to the world. You know, I know how dark and scary this place can be when you're traveling alone. And I don't want anybody to feel like that. If I can make a difference in somebody's life, if I can make somebody smile, laugh, then I've done something really good.
I love that you have such a servant heart and passion, because I also work with education, with nonprofits, on a few different things and areas. But what got you excited about these two very almost disparate areas, right? Writing, being an author, being a publisher, helping authors not just find their voices, but get them out to the world, and then also marketing and brand strategy and services.
So I've always been a writer. My grandmother was a high school English teacher, later a principal, and my elementary school principal, actually. Oh. I actually wrote a book about her called The Principal's Principles, talking about her experiences as the first female principal, a high school principal in a very rural southern county state. Wow. And so she faced a lot of discrimination, a lot of obstacles, and I wrote her story. And she has always been the one that inspired me to write. She was, you know, whenever I was younger and I would go into elementary school with her, and I would always go in, you know, 3 or 4 hours early, because that's when the principal had to be there. And, you know, I didn't want to be awake, but I was. And we didn't have video games or phones or things like that back then. And, you know, so I would just write stories and draw comics and leave them on my grandma's desk whenever I went to class. And she just always inspired me to keep going, to push forward, and to keep on going with my dream of writing. And then in 2018, I moved in with my grandmother while my house was being built. My fiance, or my now wife, and I did. And whenever I was living with her, she asked me one day, she said, do you still write? And, you know, of course, by that time, I had gone through college and gone through high school. And, you know, you get burnt out of writing these technical papers and you kind of lose that creativity sometimes. And whenever she asked me that, I told her, I explained it to her. And she said, well, why don't you write me a story? And I said, okay, you know, you're letting me live here for free. So I guess I could probably write you a story, you know, like I used to. So I tried to figure out what I was going to write. I really didn't know. And one day on the way home from work, I had this kind of vision in my mind of the name of the book, Not Alone. And I was like, I'm going to write it about my mental health struggles. I never planned to publish it. Never planned to, you know, it was supposed to be for my grandma, some friends and family. But everybody was like, you need to publish this. And I was really scared because mental illness is something that's still very stigmatized across the world, but especially, you know, in the southern states where mindsets are still in that old way. And I kind of had to face that alone. And I was really scared to tell my story and put that story out there because it was such a vulnerability for me. Mm-hmm. But whenever I put it out there, I had so many people that I never expected reaching out to me, telling me how much that story impacted their life. Still to this day, every podcast I do, every book I write, I have people who reach out to me and they'll tell me how much Not Alone or one of my other books have impacted their life. And that is one of the most meaningful things for me. And that's kind of why I got into the publishing industry, because I wanted to help other people. Our core values are dream, believe, achieve, and create. And that's what I want to help people do. I want to help them, you know, realize their dreams, believe in their dreams, create their dreams, and achieve their dreams. Because, you know, sometimes all we need is a helping hand.
Yeah.
As far as the Witkowski Company, I actually joined DECA. It's a business organization whenever I was in high school, whenever I was a sophomore, I believe. And I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life in high school. I bounced back and forth between veterinarian, attorney. I even at one point wanted to be a limo driver. I had some crazy ideas. And I joined DECA just because I knew I needed some extracurriculars. I didn't really have any extracurriculars. I had really good grades, but nothing that set me apart. And I joined that and fell in love with marketing. You know, marketing is, everybody thinks it's a magic trick, but it's not. It's the science experiment. We got to keep trying and testing and doing new things, pushing the limits and coming up with hypotheses and seeing what works and what doesn't work. And that's one of the most amazing. I love science, but I'm not very good with learning science, if that makes any sense. So whenever I found a alternative to science that I was actually good at, I just fell in love with it and later became the president of my DECA organization, grew the organization by about 120%. And we went to nationals for the first time in about 10 years, whenever I was president. So it was a really good experience. And I went on to the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and got my bachelor's degree in marketing. And later went, got my MBA in business analytics. And, you know, marketing's just been a passion of mine. I love it.
Wow. I wanted to ask about your mental health struggles. You mentioned that that was one of the impetuses for your book and that it was something that people could really relate to. Do you mind sharing a little bit about what that journey was like for you and as much or as little as you want?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very open about my journey. I believe in being able to show my vulnerability, my weaknesses, my struggles to let other people know they're not alone. I was undiagnosed for the first 20-ish years of my life until 2015, whenever I was finally sought help. I actually had turned to drugs and alcohol during my college days to cope with the darkness. I had moved out of my mom's house and I didn't really have anybody. You know I still had my parents and my brother and my grandparents, but I was out in the world by myself. I was alone. I didn't know what else to do. And one night I started drinking, took a bunch of pills, benzos, and I called my best friend, Matt. He's still my best friend to this day. Shout out to Matt. And I told him, I was like, I'm killing myself tonight. And he said, no, you're not. And I said, yeah, I am. And I hung up the phone And he called me 5 or 6 times. And, you know, I'm in and out of consciousness. I don't answer. And then my phone rings again. And I look over and it's a number I don't recognize. Something inside of me tells me to answer this phone call. Mm-hmm. It was Mr. Tommy, Matt's dad. And he talked me off the ledge. And one of the things that he told me that sticks with me to this day, he told me, you know, his dad was a mechanic. So he spent a lot of time in the mechanic shop. And whenever he was having trouble, you know, breaking a lug nut or getting a cap off or getting something off, his dad would always ask him, well, is your wrench broken? And if the wrench wasn't broken, then he was supposed to keep on turning it. And that's what he told me. He said, your wrench isn't broken yet. You're still here. You're still Tyler. And I want you to keep on turning. And that was the turning point in my life to where I wanted to go out and get help. I sought help. And I was diagnosed bipolar, depression, anxiety, and finally got on medication. That was rough because medication, you know, the wrong combination can send you into a spiral. It can really mess you up. And I went through a lot of that. And whenever I finally found the right combination of medicine in late 2015, I actually met my wife, Gracie. And whenever I met her, I decided to change my life and turn my life around. And that was the catalyst of my journey. I really, from there, I left my restaurant job. I thought I was going to do restaurant management after college because that's all I thought I was going to be, you know, worthy of. I didn't think I was going to be able to get a marketing job. And so I left that job and went into the marketing sphere and have been happy ever since. Last year, I was actually diagnosed with PTSD and borderline personality disorder. Both of those are from childhood trauma. So I have a slew of mental illnesses, but, you know, it makes me me and I'm not ashamed of it. I think I've lost contracts. I've lost friends. I've lost things like that over my mental illness because they stigmatized me. And that's okay because those weren't people that I needed in my life. Those weren't the positive influences that I needed to push me forward. And I will always remember the people that stood by my side during my struggles, the people like my grandparents, like Matt, like Mr. Tommy, like Gracie. And, you know, that's one thing that I always tell people is always look out for your support system. Make sure your support system is there and you're honest with them and you're open with them, because if you're not letting them in, they can't help.
I just appreciate that you've shared all of this with us because, you know, I have my isms as well. And I was diagnosed ADD as an adult. I have other issues. And I finally was like, I have to take medication for this. And I shouldn't feel bad because I have to take medication for this or for that or the other, because it's just the reality of the world we live in. And I can do everything else. I can do all the meditation or, you know, yoga or de-stressing activities. But that doesn't mean that those things go away. And I see now, even we think that the younger generation is open and willing to talk about all of this. But I teach grad school and I have students of all ages, right, from their 20s to their probably 60s. And all of those age ranges are still afraid to come ask for help. They'd rather just turn something in or not turn something in or turn it in late. And a lot of times I have to push them and say, it's okay to ask for help. I will work with you. Let's get you an accommodation for what you're going through or what you have so that we can work together, because you can be successful, but you have to be open to communication. You have to let me know so that I can be there for you. So I'm so glad that you said that, because I think I had a business partner once who I later found out was bipolar and a lot of other things and didn't know any of that. And she never shared that with me. And there was a wedge between us because of behavior for a long time. And I wish she had shared that with me at the time, because then I could have been a supporter instead of going, okay, I guess she's now my enemy. So what you just shared really just hit home for me. And I love the fact that you're so willing to be open and honest and share your journey. And then how, by taking care of yourself, by giving yourself these tools and resources that would make you better, doing the inner work, that is when other things started to blossom. That is when you had more belief in yourself. That is when you met your beautiful wife. That is when you were able to move into the career that you really wanted, not the career that you thought you had to settle for. What a wonderful testament.
Yeah. It's been quite the journey. And, you know, like I said, I used to be really ashamed of it, but now I just want to help other people by letting them see my journey, letting them see a glimpse of hope, of happiness, of you can overcome that addiction, that undiagnosed mental illness, that diagnosed mental illness. You're capable of so much more than what your mental illness tells you of or tells you you are. And I just want people to remember that. And by showing my story and sharing the struggles that I went through and showing that you can still come out. I'm an award-winning marketing and communications professional, an award-winning author. I just won an award for my author website. You know, I'm sitting out here doing the dang thing and running these businesses, running these blogs, writing these books, and I'm as happy as could be. You know, my wife and I actually sold our house back in May of 2023 and moved into an RV, and we're traveling across the United States full time. And, you know, we've just taken those steps to do what's best for us, to do what's best for our relationship, to do what's best for us individually, and to help us grow as people and become our best possible selves. Because isn't that what life is all about, is becoming your best possible self?
100%. 100%. And I see, for those who are listening and not watching this episode, there's a very cute graphic, Tyler and his wife and a dog and coffee and I guess the RV behind y'all. And it says Adventure Coffee. So can you tell us about that? Is that a blog? Is that a podcast? Is that just a journal of your life? Is that a book?
Yeah, it's actually a travel blog. My wife and I started it. We've got several social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and we document our travels. It started off as a way for us to kind of keep our family and friends up to date. And then it just kind of escalated into this thing where we had more people look at coming to our website and going to our social media and following us and commenting and engaging with us. And we were like, wow, this is fun, you know? And ultimately, my wife is still working a regular day job, a 9-to-5 job while we're traveling. She works remotely and I'm running the companies and handling my blog and writing. And the goal ultimately is to get to a point in the next 5 to 10 years to where neither one of us are having to work a day job, where we've got these companies, we've got these blogs, we're doing our writing, we can, you know, live the dream. And, you know, my wife, she's actually starting a TikTok where she's going to do nails, her nails. She loves doing her nails. And she came to me the other day. She's like, hey, I have an idea, but I want to run it by you because it kind of sounds crazy. And she told me, I was like, do it. There's so much potential and opportunity out there for the craziest things. And getting in, doing your nails isn't even that crazy because it's an art. I'm a male and I like watching people get their nails done, especially when they do little designs and make them different lengths. And I think it's amazing artwork. And so I encourage her to do it. And hopefully one day we can get to the point where we are both happy being, you know, doing our own thing, being influencers, running these companies, being bloggers, whatever it may be that we wind up doing. But we want to live our best life and be happy together. We don't want to make a killing out here. I'm not out here trying to rip people off. I said that earlier in the podcast. I'm very affordable with my rates for the Witkowski company. For Tea with Coffee Media, we do a 65-35 split for the royalties where authors get 65%. Which is about opposite of industry standard. Normally, authors get about 35%. So we flipped it around because I want to make enough money to where I can continue supporting these authors and continue to live a decent life and pay my bills and enjoy the things I do, have a craft beer or a craft coffee, you know, something like that, and be able to explore and go to all these different cities while we're traveling. I don't care about being rich. I feel like with more money comes more problems.
Well, I was going to ask you about running your businesses and how people can work with you. And you've shared a little bit about that. So when somebody comes to you for Tea with Coffee, maybe they have a book idea, they want to publish, but they need help getting it published. And then do you walk them through that process or what does it look like?
So we actually do a little bit of two things. We actually sign authors to a contract. We have a submission process. Cool. So authors can go to our website when they have a completed manuscript, a polished manuscript, and they can submit the first couple of chapters. And my team and I will go through those chapters and we determine which books are, you know, going to go through to the next round, which is a full manuscript. Once we get that full manuscript, we read through it, make sure it's technically sound, make sure the story's good, and then we move forward with an author interview. where we bring the author into our Discord server and we have a voice chat and just get to know them, because I'm very big on building a family atmosphere with my authors and my staff. And a lot of big corporations say that and they don't mean it. They just say that and they're going to throw you a pizza party and that's their way of treating you like family. No, we do self-care nights. We do author training. We spend time together. I have office hours on Fridays to where people can pop into. I'm in a Discord server, voice chat all day long. People can pop in and talk to me anytime they want. And I really enjoy that, because getting to know the authors is before we sign them is so crucial, because we want to make sure they're a good fit for us and we want to make sure we're a good fit for them. And so from there, we sign authors to a contract. And we actually just signed our first multi-book deal with author Connor Irving for the Salt of Angels book series. And he actually signed with us for his first book. And he loved us so much that he came back for with the second book. And we offered him a contract for all 5 books and he gladly accepted. So we try to work with our authors, you know, especially the ones that are really good to us, the ones that are like the family, that do that go out of their way to help other people and to be that family member. The other services that we offer are for self-published authors who want to get editing or book formatting or book marketing or cover design services. We offer all of their services a la carte to self-published authors. So our authors that we sign get all of those services for free. We pay 100% for everything. But the authors that come to us that want to self-publish, that's when we charge, you know, for our services.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that's, I mean, honestly, that's an amazing deal, because you hear a lot about people who go with publishers that are going to help them self-publish, right? Or publish under indie moniker, but then you have to usually pay a lot up front to get your book published and to be guaranteed Amazon, you know, bestseller status or whatever the little algorithms are. So you do that whole thing, because then you're able to use your background in marketing as well to propel the book forward, to make sure that they're getting out. So do you handle like the PR side, making sure that authors are getting interviews, that they're getting reviewed in the right sites, that they can make it to bestseller? And are they a mix of audiobooks, Kindle or other platform books, and then also printed books? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so we do printed books and ebooks. We haven't gotten into audiobooks yet. Audiobooks are very expensive. Cool. If you get a book recorded, it can run anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 just for one book. So we have to get to a point where we're growing first. And, you know, all of our authors, we're very upfront with them. We're a newer publisher. We just started back in 2022. So we're going on our second year now. And we try to give them a little bit of everything and help them with that process and help them learn and grow as we learn and grow. Using my marketing experience has been so pivotal, but I've got a great team that stands beside me. I mentioned them earlier, Aaron, Kelsey, Caitlin, and Gracie. You know, you mentioned finding book signings. Gracie handles all of our book signings. She emails and calls. She's got spreadsheets. She's so organized. I just love her. And she handles all of our book signings. And then we've got a vice president of marketing that handles most of our marketing. And she handles getting book reviews and things like that. Our authors even go out and solicit their own book reviews and things like that. Victoria does our editing and our cover designs. And Kelsey, our marketing person, also does the formatting. And then we've got Aaron, who does all of our operations, contracts, legal, things like that. I do a little bit of everything. I keep my hands in all the cookie jars. Just if whatever they need, I'm there to help them, because I kind of know every facet of the business, because whenever we were starting it, I kind of put it all together, put together processes, put together spreadsheets for everybody and ways to go about things and step-by-step guides. So I know how to do most of the heavy lifting, and I don't ask my team to do anything that I wouldn't do. And that, to me, I was a restaurant manager for about 3 years, And that was one thing that I was always passionate about, is I would never ask my servers or my cooks or my bussers or my host. I would never ask them to do anything that I wouldn't do. And to prove that, I actually, one day we had a customer come in and she was not happy with how long her food took. She got up and it was a December night. It was very cold and she had four kids with her. One of them was in diapers. Nothing else, just diapers, no pants, no shirt, and he had to use the bathroom. She told him to use the bathroom in the floor, and they left. So needless to say, I banned them from the restaurant, but I couldn't ask my server to do to pick that up. That's just, so I went, because the bartender came back and told me, and I was like, man, I'm too busy for this. Stop joking around. Like, get out of here. He's like, no, I'm serious. And I went out there, I duct taped my face, I had gloves on, and I got down there and picked it up, and I told all of the servers that were there, I said, next time this happens, somebody else is picking it up, because you know I will get down and do the actual job.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my gosh. Well, luckily those days are hopefully well behind you.
Yes.
I do want to also ask, because you're now digital nomads, how has that shifted? Because your wife is still working a full-time job. You're running two companies from the road. I know that I've traveled sometimes and thought I was going to work a lot and then found out that I didn't have good Wi-Fi, or, you know, maybe I had a little hotspot that was intermittent. So how challenging has it been for you to be on the road and handle everything that you're doing?
Great question. So I've actually been turned down contracts because I'm doing this, because I'm living this lifestyle. But like I've explained to everybody and all these contracts and all of my company, I'm more prepared for remote work than somebody who lives in their house. I have five sources of Wi-Fi. I have three sources of power, including electricity, solar power, and a generator. You know, we are so prepared for anything that happens. You know, if one Wi-Fi goes out, we switch to the other. You know, luckily we've got Starlink. And Starlink is great. It has not failed us yet, except for in one spot, but that's because it had trees covering it and it couldn't see the sky. So we switched over to our AT&T hotspot, and bada bing, bada boom, we were back up and running. We lost power. We were in Colorado a couple of weeks ago and it snowed. We're from the beach, so we were not used to the snow. Our beach blood was not like in the snow. But we lost power a couple times, and, you know, luckily we had backup. We had the solar panels that allowed us to continue working. Nice. And we really thought this through before we sold the house. You know, it was a very fast process when we sold the house. We had some issues come up, some personal issues, not between me and her, but between family and friends. And one day we had bought the RV. We had planned, because we travel every year. And we traveled to see her sister and her family who live across North Carolina. And one day I just said, you know what? I'm done. There's nothing holding me back anymore. Let's sell the house and move into the RV. And Gracie looked at me and said, you're absolutely crazy. Absolutely not. And I said, no, hear me out. Just give it a week, think about it. And then, you know, so that next week I was dropping hints. I was like, we could do this. Think about how cool this would be. And by the end of the week, she was like, okay, let's do it. And we put our house on the market in March, had it sold by April, and we're out by May.
You weren't kidding when you said fast. So.
Yeah, it happened. Our first stop was at Ocean Lakes Campground in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Cool. It was a resort. We stayed there for 2 weeks, and we will never go back to a resort stay that long. You can't work because there's so many kids and so many people out there running around, riding their bikes. I can't tell you how many people just walked through our site or rode their bike through our site. And, you know, we've got three dogs, so they'll go crazy if somebody gets close to the door. And, you know, that's our alarm system. I don't blame them. It's what I want them to do. And so it got a little distracting. We don't mind going to the resorts. We took our nephews to Jellystone in Tabor City, North Carolina, which is a very cool, it's a Yogi Bear themed campground. And we just love it. But we only stayed for a weekend. The first time we stayed, we almost didn't stay for the whole weekend because somebody fell and got a fishing hook in their hand.
Oh.
And by somebody, I mean me. Yeah, that was an adventure. Was supposed to have a podcast an hour later, and I'm sitting in the hospital emailing the podcast host, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to have to cancel. I'm in the hospital. So, you know, it was quite the adventure, but we absolutely love spending time with our nieces and nephews. We've got 11 nieces and nephews, no kids of our own. Don't know if we want to have kids. We're just kind of living our best lives. And I told myself once I hit 30, I wasn't going to have kids. And here I am 30. So I don't know if I'm going to have kids.
You're still very young. So
yeah.
Never say never.
But we just love spending time with them and taking them on these adventures. We've got our goddaughter, Olivia. We send her postcards from every state we visit and with little notes. She's 2 years old, 3 years old. So she doesn't really understand, but she knows we call her by her middle name and we address her like that. And nobody else calls her that. So she's learned that her name is now her middle name for us. And she'll run around saying, that's my name. That's my name. That's my name. You know, her mom will send us videos. And we're going to Louisiana in October and taking our nephew for his 12th birthday to New Orleans. And that's something we're going to do for all our nieces and nephews for their 12th or 13th birthday, is take them to whatever state they want to go to, because that's what it's all about, is those experiences. You know, those are some of my best memories as a kid, was traveling to the mountains of North Carolina or the mountains of Tennessee with my mom and my grandparents and my stepdad and my brother. And it was just those moments of peace and serenity, and being able to give that to my nieces and nephews, you know, get them out of the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And some of them don't exactly have the best life. And we try to be there to help them, you know, remember that they're loved.
Yeah, that's so important. Well, you've truly shown us, Tyler, that success comes in all shapes, sizes, forms. And one person's expectations and values are not another person's. So I appreciate that you've shared your journey with us today, that you've shown us a whole new approach to look at success. I can really hear your joy coming through. And you sound like you feel so much inner peace, and you're really at home with who you are, where you're at, who you surround yourself with. So kudos to you. And I've really enjoyed this conversation.
Me too.
I know listeners can download the first edition of your novella, Not Alone.
Yes.
Subscribing to your newsletter. And is that
yes.
at which website? Your website for your name or one of your business websites?
Yeah, it would be TylerWitkowski.com, or they could visit my link tree, which is linktr.ee/TylerWitkowski. And it's got everything you need, Tyler Witkowski, all my businesses, all my books, my newsletter, my social media, my affiliate links, my partners, all that good stuff. So yeah, the first edition of Not Alone was a novella. I mentioned that earlier. That was the first book I ever wrote. I actually rewrote it last year and published it as a full-length novel. So there is a second edition if anybody's interested in getting that after they read the first edition. So yeah, sign up for my newsletter. It's a great time. I send it out once a month. We don't spam you daily, weekly, anything like that. We just send out a monthly newsletter, and it's got fun things like mental health updates, writing updates. I do a letter from a different character from any of my books. My latest letter from a character was from the Minotaur from Greek mythology.
Ooh.
And I'm writing a book about him and falls in love with Morgan Le Fay. So that's quite the adventure. So that was my latest letter from a character. And then I also put in all of my interviews, all of my blog posts. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for what's going on with me. Get a glimpse in my mind, see how I'm doing. You know, some months are better than others. You know, you mentioned that I sound like I'm at inner peace, and I am. But sometimes I still have those moments of self-doubt and those moments of weakness. And that's okay, because we're all human. We all have those. Even if you're not mentally ill, you still have self-doubt sometimes. So just don't give up.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Tyler. I really enjoyed our conversation. And I always, of course, like to ask my guests if they have a quote, mantra, some other words of wisdom that you want to leave as your parting words.
I just want to say, I've mentioned this earlier in the podcast, but it's worth repeating. You are capable of more than what your mental illness says you're capable of. I know how it is to be in your head for that mental illness to tell you you're not worthy of love, you're not worthy of friendship, you're not worthy of that job, but that's not the case. You are so worthy, you are so deserving of everything that you want, that you need in life. And if anybody out there is struggling and needs somebody to talk to and they feel alone, please find me on social media. Shoot me a message. I get a lot of spam messages on my Facebook, so don't just send like a hey. Like actually say, hey, I heard you on your Brand Amplified and I'd really like to talk to you. So please feel free to reach out to me. I'm a very open person, as you can tell. I want to help people. I want to be there. I don't want anybody to feel alone because I know what that feeling's like. So please don't hesitate to reach out to anybody, but especially me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who's watching or listening to this episode. I'll be back again with another amazing entrepreneur to share their story very shortly.
Want more? Check out AmplifyWithAnnika.com or follow me on socials at AmplifyWithAnnika.
As we close out today's episode, I want to thank Simplified again for making it possible. For all marketers and creators out there, Simplified is your ally in effortlessly crafting on-brand content with a design and video AI. Discover how AI can enhance your creative process at Simplify.com. Start for free and elevate your content game. Thanks for listening, and here's to your next creative breakthrough.